Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and good morning. This is 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and today we are talking about the Kansas State Wildcats with our dude, the man who always knows everything about football, and when he does it, he goes and figures it out. It's Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, bro?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Wildcats today out of Kansas State. Going to be a good show, my man. I can't wait to get more into it.
Absolutely. And happy August to you, Logan, and to all of our great viewers out there. You know, as we begin August, that's one thing that I start to think about. We're really getting close to the heart of this preseason level. We're going to start really be thinking about playing football again. And within, you know, another month or two, we're going to start getting that crisp feel in the air going into September that just lets you know it is time. It's time to get back on the field. One other thing I want to say about the Kansas State Wildcats that I noticed when I was just looking a little bit of their stuff earlier, I just love their logo. Kind of reminds me of Voltron. I just and I'm a big fan of Voltron. So, so without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, the Kansas State Wildcats, what do we have to look forward to this season?
Well, let's talk about this team. Last year, pretty solid overall, 8-5 record, 4-5 in their conference in the Big 12. But they did win the Texas Bowl 42-20 against LSU, so they ended the year on a very strong note. Now, coming into 2022, let's talk about this team, the players, and how I think they're going to do, as well as the schedule breakdown. So let's go with the offense, of course, because that is what gets the show going. Last year, the offense wasn't too bad. Finished ninth in a 10-team league last year in the Big 12, about 362 yards per game. That's not, when you think about it, that's a pretty good stat, but it's just the Big 12 is full of powerhouses, so it ain't that bad. Running game, it was decent as well. They averaged about 28 to 30 points per game, and around 200 passing yards as well. So that's not too bad, but I think that if they want to get better this year, that offensive line has got to get things going this year. They've got some good talent with Cooper Beebe at the tackle right there looking solid. The interior needs to get a little bit better, though, because they have lost three starters. So they're going to need to see who's going to be that next man up. But I think Kansas State will find a way to find some solid replacements this upcoming year. The running backs, you have 5'6", 173-pound Deuce Vaughn. He's a tough guy. Came off a good year last year, 1,404 yards with 18 touchdowns. So he is definitely someone to look out for another productive year. As for behind him, we're not too sure who is also going to take that next step and be a good backup running back. Now let's go and talk about the QB, Mr. Adrian Martinez. So he is a good player, a vet. He's played many a times. He's played a lot. We all know from Nebraska. He was there for 4 years, threw for around 8,500 yards, ran for over 2,000, had 35 touchdowns, like I said, in those 4 years at Nebraska. So he is proven. And boy, the receiving core is really going to help him out this year, I believe. You got guys, like I said, you have Vaughn last year, who I mentioned, did it in the backfield, can also do it in the receiving game. He had 49 catches, led the team. Well, you have Phillip Brooks coming back. He's your top yardage receiver. Malik Knowles, a big conference caliber player potentially, and he is going to help out as well. So I think overall, I think that Martinez, you're getting a veteran quarterback, knows what he's doing. You've got a solid, amazing running back who's also very reliable in the pass game, which is huge. And you've got a few good players there on the offensive line with a few holes to fill in the receiving core looking good. So I think the offense is going to look good this year, look a little bit better than it was last year. Let's move over to defense. Defense last year, very solid. Finished third in the Big 12 and held teams to just around 21 points per game. Not too shabby, if I do say so myself. And like I said, you have lost some guys. That is always going to be a factor in college football, unfortunately. But like I mentioned earlier, it's that next man up mentality. The back seven, right, the eight in the back, I think it should be good. Once all the transfers get used to the system, they look good. The pass rush is going to be solid, I think. But I think just the one key issue with this Kansas State team is they have a lot of unproven depth in their depth chart. A lot of guys, you look on paper, those, you know, those CB1s, those linebacker ones, they look fine. But if something were to happen, injury, knock on wood, or anything like that, well, I'm not too sure who would be able to stand up and fill in. But like I said, you have some guys like Eli Huggins looking good. You have Felix Anduke, Nate Matlick as well. So you've got some guys who are going to be solid, who's going to put up good numbers once again on the front line. At the linebacking core, of course, you got Will Honus. He missed all of last year, though, with knee injuries. But, you know, he's excited to get back on the field and produce for this Kansas State team. And I think they're going to have a hard-hitting, just throw you into the ground type of defense this year. The secondary, we already know they got Julius Brent and Ikau Boedo. The safety's looking good. You're getting some good players there. Kobe Savage as well, a JUCO transfer. You're getting Sean Robinson also. So I think that this team overall, they're going to look pretty solid. I expect a similar record to last year, but let's talk more about the schedule, who they're facing, and then my final thoughts. So you got South Dakota week one, Missouri week two, Tulane in week three, Oklahoma and Norman week four. You got Texas State after that, Iowa State, TCU, Oklahoma State, Texas, Baylor, West Virginia, and finally, the last game of the year is against Kansas. So I think that this is, like I said, they got some tough matchups. I ain't going to lie. Big 12 is a good conference with some very good teams. I mean, of course, Baylor, Texas, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma. I mean, you've got some good teams you've got to go up against. But I think this Kansas State team is ready for a little bit of a better year. I'm not sure if they're going to have a breakout year quite yet, but I think that they are right there, and I think they could definitely be right there in the thick of things for a Big 12 conference championship if all of the dominoes fall and if everything goes right this year. I expect if they want to get there, that running game, like I mentioned, has to get even better. It has to just keep doing what it's been doing, as well as the passing game. I think it's going to be great. And as well for the defense, right, what they've got to do is they've got to stop allowing touchdowns in the red zone pretty much. They allowed a ton of them last year. They ranked 123rd in the nation last year in scoring conversions inside the 20. You got to get better at that. You can't have that in those tough situations in the fourth quarter. You're up by 7. There's a minute left in the clock, and you give up a touchdown. Just hurts all the momentum. You've got to get that settled this year if you want to get to that Big 12 championship. But I think overall, for the Wildcats of Kansas State, if you want to be successful, up the running game even more. You've got a good vet in Martinez at your QB now. The O-line, I think, should be pretty solid. And the defense, man, just play that hard-nosed, grind-them-out type of football that we all like to see. And I think Kansas State is going to have another successful season. I think that they could have a very similar, if not a better, record than last year. And if watch out, because they could be a sleeper team if all goes well for a Big 12 championship this upcoming year, Jeremiah.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I really believe that as well. Like, it's one of those teams that is making moves. It's one of those teams that has been working hard, and it's one of those teams we really want to see do really well coming into this next season. So what do you think? You Kansas City Wildcats out there, all of you football fans, all of our college football fans and our NFL fans, put in the comments, what do you think the Kansas City Wildcats will do this season? And if you're listening to our podcast, then please join us over there. And especially if you're not listening to our podcast, we would love to have you. We have new podcasts coming out on every platform pretty much every day, including Spotify and Apple and Amazon and Google and anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. We are there for you. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. You'll see our 50-yard line football pop up there. We're brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. And so we'd love to have you over there. So drop us a review. Tell us more about what you think. And thank you so much to Logan for that incredible in-depth review of the Wildcats. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and stay with us because we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.